beside me as I breathe. And I guess I got what I was always asking for. I beg your leave. Cannot feel the flow. And all at once the night has crystallized into your face. Sorrow is an anger as I poke into the puddle and I start.
How long after the completion of Inside We Are the Same did you start work on this album?
It was quite a long time, actually. Well, at least compared to the past, where some of the previous albums' production actually overlapped kind of the end of the one before its production. Inside We Are the Same, I let a year go by, maybe a year and a half, without even thinking of anything else, because I guess I thought that we were done at that point, or not necessarily done and officially finished, but I just couldn't think of anything else to do musically, and Steve was busy doing his own thing, so you know, it kind of got left by the wayside, and I relocated interstate, so that was a big thing that I was preoccupied with. But then all of a sudden, you know, I spoke to Steve and he was really keen to keep, you know, to do another one. And all of a sudden, bang, it all happened again. And it was the quickest we'd ever recorded from the idea to the finish, to finish music. And that was 6-7 months at the most, which for us is pretty short time.
Yeah, and when you guys first started collaborating, I was intrigued because, you know, Steve Kilby is the man of many side projects, but it seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like this, the project with you, or I guess I should say the band with you, seems like this is of high priority as the church. It's almost like it's just a, it's not really a side project. This is like a second full-time gig based on the output, the quality of the music, and the response.
Well, I guess for me it certainly is a primary project. I mean, I have my other band, All India Radio, but in a way I spend just as much time and effort on the Kilby collaboration than anything else I do. So for me it's definitely a primary project. For Steve, I mean, well, it is technically a side project, but yeah, we in a way we do a lot more than he does with the church, but it's just the two of us, and we know how each other works, whereas with I guess the church, you know, there's four in the band, you know, they do everything collaboratively, so of course that's going to take a lot longer, but with me it's always been the case that I write the music and Steve does the lyrics and the vocals, and there's never really been any crossover there. So once we decide to do something, it can get done really quickly. He fully trusts me with the music, and I fully trust him with the lyrics and the vocals. So we've just been able to record constantly or almost for the last 10 years. And of course, we've got all those commissioned song albums, so all together I think we've got about 8 albums technically, including the commissioned songs. So yeah, sometimes when I actually look back at it, I think, how on earth have I created all this music?
Well, it's to anyone listening to this who's been in a band or is in a band, the scenario you just described of both of you, to simplify it, both of you do your thing. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of hand-wrenching or haranguing. It's just like everybody does their thing and it works, and it seems like there's not a lot of arguing or gnashing of teeth involved.
No, none at all. I actually quite like this way of doing it. I mean, I've been in other bands before with, you know, more than two people, and there is a place for songwriting as a band, or songwriting by committee, as I call it. Mm-hmm. And if it works for the band, that's fine. But there's something nice just to be in charge of your own domain, really.
Now, I read an interview with Stephen yesterday morning, and he was talking about the 16-minute track on the album, and the person interviewing him had the same thought that I did. I mean, I was like halfway through the song before I realized this isn't a 3-minute song. Now, when you had a piece of music like that and you've got All Into Your Radio, how do you decide if something is going to go to which project? Do you have an idea before you going in, or do you just record it and then see where it falls?
Yeah. I record it and see where it falls. That's exactly what happens in most cases. Yeah, so if I have a musical idea, I'll follow it through to a certain point, and the music will tell me where it wants to go, and you know, a certain piece of music at a certain point will tell me it wants to be All Indie Radio, or it would be a good Kilby Kennedy track. So I just kind of, it just happens. It's just an intuitive thing. It just happens like that. But not always. Sometimes I sit down specifically to write a Kilby Kennedy piece of music. And of course, that's what happened with the commissioned song project. But yeah, usually music will go, will tell me where it wants to go, and even so far as there's a couple of songs over the past few years that have ended up on both the Kilby Kennedy album and an All India Radio album, just the music part of it, no one's noticed. So I got away with that. But I've blown the secret now. But anyway, it has happened that I've reused or remixed slightly the same music just because I liked it so much and I wanted to use it on both projects.
Well, that's the beauty of this material, because I thought there was a thing or two on the last All India Radio album where I'm like, well, I've heard this theme before, or vice versa. And the question I had relating to this album is, do you foresee the 16-minute track ending up as an instrumental later on?
That one actually started as trying to think of the origins of that. I think that one actually did start not long after the end of the previous album, Inside We Are the Same. And I was a little bit sick of everything at that point, and I just wanted to do a track, a really long sort of Pink Floyd type track. And the original idea was to use samples from all my favorite artists. And I was going to create this huge, big, long sample-based track and then release it anonymously, because, of course, you can't really release tracks with illegal samples.
Mm-hmm.
And just release it onto the internet. And I worked on it for over a year. You know, it was just a labor of love, so it wasn't a chore or anything. So I just came back, left it for a few months and came back to it. I started to really fall in love with it and thought, wow, if Steve was singing on this, it'd be fantastic. I actually did have a sample of Under the Milky Way on it. so Steve was already on it. I would love to release the original version somehow, because I think samples that, you know, not people or sample-based songs wouldn't probably have expected those samples to be used in the song. But I don't know how I could do that. Anyway, so it sort of morphed into this sample-based, almost dance track thing into a Kilby Kennedy song. And it was originally 20 minutes long, but I got it down to 17. And, it's probably my favourite song on the album, if not the whole of Kilby Kennedy catalogue, actually.
And he's trying to maintain lock again, or get lock again, but he can't seem to get it. Fluctuating a little bit, we're receiving an outback car lock.
Did you see anything else that might shed some light on this?
Changes.
with you.
You were still guiding me. Then I wanted to come back. And every crack I filled was void and black.
As far as the formats for this album, I'm a bit of a music obsessive. I got the last album on vinyl, and I got the last All India Radio album on vinyl. But I also I've come to a point where if it's a band or artist I really like, I want the vinyl and the CD, and I can't really explain why. It's just sometimes you're in the mood for the record, and sometimes you're in the mood for the CD. For people who don't know, explain to them the various formats that are coming out, because if I'm not mistaken, the vinyl's coming out in July.
That's right, yeah. So it's out now on CD and all the usual digital suspects. And just because vinyl always seems to take longer, and I think we got caught up in the record store day rush. Mm-hmm. So our album was delayed, so yeah, the vinyl is coming out in late July, unfortunately, but it would have been nice to have it all out together, but that's just the way it is. So it'll, yeah, available on all formats except cassette, but bands are doing that now, so
yeah,
you never know. I agree. I like to have things on vinyl, not everything, but just bands that I really love. Because vinyl collecting is an expensive business.
Yes.
And I have recently, I've recently come back to CDs. I went off them for quite a few years, but they're so incredibly convenient, and you know, you don't have to change sides. But I do like vinyl.
But some, I guess the CD is all. I guess I love having the CD because it's the ultimate safety backup in case the record gets a. Because if the record gets a scuff or something, it's not. You're not going to have a perfect playback anymore. But the CD, you could pretty much, you know, run over it with a bicycle and it would still pretty much play flawlessly. When you record this music now, is all the recording done at your home studio, or do you farm the drumming out at other studios, or is it all a self-contained deal?
Mostly done at home, just in my little spare bedroom here. But I do get the drums recorded online. So I use a studio based in LA, and you send them your demo tape with the click track and the BPM, and they will record just beautiful beautiful recordings of drums and send it back, the multi-tracks, and then you can import it into your recording session and you have fantastic live drums. And it's just so much easier than hiring a studio and hiring a drummer and all that entails. And then the vocals, I usually fly to Sydney, which is a couple of hours north of here in Tasmania, and record Steve's vocals, and then bring it back home and mix everything. And so it's mostly done at home, but I do farm out instruments when I need to.
You sound like you've pretty much done a decent job of cutting out all the things that being in a band, the things that make you not want to be in one. It seems like you've done a good job at circumventing a lot of those things.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I enjoy playing in a band from time to time, but it's nice to be in control of things and just to be able to do it when you want it done and not have to wait around.
Well, I guess before we wrap up here, what's the future release schedule or activities planned for All India Radio?
I'm kind of in the funny stage of just ideas of music, so I haven't really started recording anything new yet. So I'm in the demo stage, but not even the demo stage. I'm in that stage where I'm writing music, and it's yet to tell me whether it wants to be All India Radio or whether it wants to be a new Kilby Kennedy. So I'm in that that early stage. So there could be within a year or a year and a half, there could be a new All India Radio, or there could be yet another Kilby Kennedy album. We'll just have to wait and see.
How the forest grows. They know how the love just fades. They know how the sea rises up. They how the dawn of man. They know the enchanted one. They know the golden bough.
The last All India Radio album, that blue vinyl was fantastic. And tell people who may not know who did that artwork for you.
Well, that was Victor Atkins. Now, he did an album by Miles Davis in the late 60s, Miles Ahead, and it's kind of like a colourful psychedelic image. And I just loved it. I just loved that artwork. And, you know, I sit around admiring artwork and I think, oh, gee, I wish I could do that. Mm-hmm. And so I've done it a few times now. I've looked up who the original artists were and then tried to contact them. And to be brutally honest, I don't even know whether Victor would still be alive, because that was back in the 60s. But anyway, he was alive and well, and I emailed him and he said, yep, no problems, I can do some artwork for you, and paid him a very reasonable fee, and that was that. And the same with the cover of the latest Kilby Kennedy album too. An artist who was active in the 60s looked him up, asked him for his permission, and he said yes. So, and I've done the same thing again for an upcoming All India Radio collaboration with a guy, Australian artist called David Bridey, and he's an ambient kind of piano player. And again, I approached an artist from the 60s and the 70s, and he said yes as well. So, you know, you just have to ask.
I want to thank you for talking to me. Really a big fan of your stuff. Let people know, for the new Kennedy Kilby album, let people know that it's, well, I guess going to Europe also, but for the United States, the easiest way for them to purchase the music.
It's coming to Amazon. I believe it's just being released on Amazon in the last few days. Now, that's not a local, I think it's an import through Amazon, but I believe that they have stocks, which means if you're in the US and you order it from Amazon, you'll have it really quickly. But otherwise, you can still order it online. You can go to the kilbykennedy.com website, and all the ordering options are there. And those hard copies will come from Australia, so they'll take a little bit longer, but try Amazon first, I'd say.
finish things in no time. The lesson is learned online. I struggle to accepting it's over. I'm running for cover. Nothing to discover there. It's limited fanfare, so unaware. It's not fair enough, I suppose.